This recording was made at the third Chinwag Live event, PPC Earthquake, on March 27th, 2007, in London. Featuring on the panel, Nigel Leggett, Marketing Manager at Microsoft Ad Center, Edward Teddy Cow, Technical Director at Neutralize, John Myers, Search Director at Latitude, and Samantha Pearlson, Search Manager at Blue Barracuda. The event was produced and chaired by Mike Butcher of mbytes.com, with podcast services provided by Perfect Path Consulting. And now, a brief message from our event sponsor.
With 11 offices across three continents, Big Mouth Media offers paid search marketing in more than 20 languages. Big Mouth Media, the full search agency.
Hello, my name is Mike Butcher. I am a freelance journalist currently blogging with vcosys.com about Web2 startups in Europe, and I've been writing about all this stuff for years, so it's great fun to be here tonight to chair this panel, and thank you for Chinwag for asking me along. We've got a great panel here for you here tonight. I'm going to introduce them. From my left, we have Samantha Pearlson, who is Search Manager with Blue Barracuda. We have John Myers, who is Director of Search at Latitude. Next to him, we have Teddy Cowell, who is Technical Director with Neutralize, and he is also the SMA UK co-founder, Search Marketing Association UK co-founder. And on the, right on the end there, last but not least, is Nigel Leggett, who is the Marketing Manager of Microsoft Ad Center. By the way, just because I've got a laptop in front of me doesn't mean to say I'm going to be checking all the questions online, because I can't get online at the moment. But we have one dropout who is Daniel, previously. Dropout? Maybe that's not the right word. Sorry, wherever you are. Daniel Dupe, the MD of Top Position. And if he comes in late, then we'll shove him on the end. So we're going to sort of, basically, this is just going to run like a panel. I am your quasi David Dimbleby for the evening in my dreams, and we're also going to have lots of Q&A. And there's lots of very intelligent people in the business here, very know this market in depth. Many of you should be on the panel, but hell, we had to make a choice. So get your questions in your mind as we're talking, and we're going to throw it open to you so we can really get some interesting discussion going and debate. But first of all, I'd really like to turn firstly to Nigel from Microsoft. So how did the MSN Ad Center launch go?
That's a great question. Okay, I think if we were giving ourselves a score mark, I guess it would probably be something like a BB. And I think when we set out to launch Ad Center, we were really looking to sort of try and differentiate ourselves on sort of three key areas, I guess. The first one was around the quality of the audience that we can deliver to our advertisers. The second one was around some of the enhancements that we made to our tool. So as many of you know, we're the first engine on the market with demographic targeting in our tool. And the third area is around service and support. And I think if you look at those three things, I think in the terms of quality of the audience, most people have had experience with Ad Center, either anecdotally or some of the stuff that I've seen come through through my area. We are delivering a pretty good quality of audience, and our friends at NNR, you know, we've worked with, we're getting something like about a 70% improvement over other search engines. So I think it's in that respect we're delivering the quality of traffic. I think what we haven't delivered is in the quantity of traffic, and I'm sure it will come as no surprise if someone asks me what I'm doing about that later on today. I think around service and support, we've got a real leg up in terms of where we're at on that, particularly amongst the smaller advertisers, where we're offering telephone support regardless of how much a customer spends with us. So if they're a £2-3 a week customer, they get telephone support. If they're a £2-3 million a week customer, they get telephone support. So that support piece has really been
well. Hopefully more frequently than the.
Absolutely, yeah, and probably with a slightly higher grade of telephone operator. But that support piece has really been appreciated by our smaller customers. And the third area, which I guess has been a success and a failure, is around the whole area of demographic targeting. So we've got this great tool, and I think it's a job of ours as marketers to try and educate the market and to try and get the market to understand what they can do with that targeting tool, because It's a great tool. It allows you to really improve your ROI. It allows you to really refine your campaigns down to a particular group of people. But what we've seen is that the companies that have been using it, and I'd be interested to get John's feedback, because I don't know whether his company has been using it, but the companies that have been using it have been getting some great results. The problem that we've got is we haven't got enough companies using it to really kind of sell that story out into the marketplace. So I would say it's a kind of BB. We need more traffic through, I think. We're at the end of the honeymoon period. We've got a really great new release coming up, probably in the next month to 6 weeks, which hopefully will address some of the issues I know advertisers have been having with the tool, particularly around areas such as editorial processing and that sort of side of it. So I think it's early days, but we're pretty pleased internally with the success.
So John Myers from Latitude, then, what's your view then? You do a lot of business with Google. Would you be switching money or work to MSN now?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to, as Nigel's quite rightly pointed out, it's all about the distribution of the traffic. I mean, I'll back him up 100% and say that the quality of the traffic is excellent, but I'll also caveat that in the sense that it's traffic purely from Microsoft's platform and Microsoft's website. So I think the interesting thing now is to see how Microsoft develops that distribution and how they retain that quality of traffic as well, because, I mean, the conversion's up there, and the conversion's probably actually, in some respects, better than Google at the minute. You know, but Google has a content network. Google has a whole different, you know, position on site targeting and a lot more distribution. So I think it's very, very key. And, you know, Microsoft recognize that they've got to understand how and when they should actually make an acquisition of traffic and also how they then should distribute that traffic to guys like us to obviously use. The demographic side, it does work. You know, you can make a difference across the board on how you target your campaigns demographically. I think it then comes back to the traffic and actually getting enough traffic from it to actually be able to understand how well it can work for you in order to make effectively a statistical call on how you alter your bids.
Do you think, therefore, it's going to be an educational process about how to use this new tool?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, currently out there at the minute, you've got the beta of the second phase of AdCenter effectively now. It's live. It's available to use as a beta. And as you know, Nigel mentioned, I think it's going to be coming out of beta in the next few weeks.
Yeah, in the next 2 weeks.
So, you know, we found a difference in the new platform. I think it's still, like anything, has a long way to go. I don't know what you guys find. Probably my biggest bane with it, and it's recognized as well, is that when you get a lot of accounts in it, it doesn't list the accounts alphabetically, so you spend half your life trying to find these accounts. It goes in a kind of an order of when you set that account up. So
that just makes it more fun, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's kind of like a game of find the account, isn't it, really? You know, I think it's one of those. It's like a puzzle in some respects. But I think if they solve that and put everything alphabetically, you'll win a lot of people over on that front. But all in all, I mean, you've got to put it into context. It's only launched in August last year. You know, these guys like Google and Yahoo and that have been running this for a lot of years now. And, you know, Yahoo's just getting around after, you know, sort of 6 years in this industry. They're just getting around to altering that platform and going down the Panama route. You know,
so, so Eddie Cowell from Neutralize, your view on the impact then of the Panama update from Yahoo. Do you think that's going to change the game? Are the pieces in the air falling in a different way now?
Well, it's not out yet, so until it fully launches in the UK, you're going to have to wait and see what happens. But I think looking at what's been happening in the US marketplace, it has made quite a big difference.
In what way?
It's made a difference to Yahoo's revenues, for a start, which I think was one of the main reasons for the Panama system. There's a lot of shareholder pressure.
Hello?
All right.
Sorry.
I think in terms of if you're... Because what they're doing... what they're introducing with Panama is
Pretend you're on a late-night radio show.
Yeah. Is a system which is much more akin to what we're already used to with the Google AdWords system. So I don't know how many of you have seen the Panama system already. Because there's quite a lot of agency folk here, so I'd imagine that a few of you have. Okay, well, not many. So once you get to have a look at it, what you'll see is something that is...
How many have used it yet?
A couple
of hands, that's quite good.
That's the usual suspects.
It's the ex-Yahoo guy at the back as well. That's
So what you'll see when you get to use it is something which looks very, very familiar. It's going to look a lot like the AdWords system that you're already familiar with using. The way that the new system categorizes your campaigns, your ad groups, and your ads is almost exactly the same as what happens within the AdWords system. So in terms of general account management from our side, from the agency side, one of the things that's going to get a lot easier and is very noticeable once you have your login accounts is that they've made it very easy to import your campaigns from your AdWords accounts directly into Yahoo. So that's going to make campaign management possibly a little bit simpler there, especially when you're loading up campaigns initially. That's going to help out quite a lot. The other thing they're introducing is quality scoring, which is the same as what's already in AdWords now. So looking at other factors rather than just bid price in terms of deciding which ads go to the top of the pile. So if you're a good advertiser, you've got good landing pages, you've got good click-throughs on your ads, you're going to be rewarded for those. So that's a really useful system.
Okay. Right. Well, perhaps if I can bring you in, Samantha, at Blue Barracuda. Some of your clients include Hamleys, Pizza Hut, quite sort of mainstream clients. Do you have a view about how clients are going to react to the changing competitive marketplace in search? Is it on their radar? Do they even know what's going on?
I think they do. I think a lot of our clients are very savvy with regards to what's going on in the industry. We as an agency need to take the initiative to go and advertise on all of the different engines to make sure that we're getting all the right traffic, that we're targeting all the right demographics, and that, you know, we're driving the results to their site as a result of the way we advertise. I think that with the launch of Panama, it's going to definitely change the way that the Yahoo users see the results, and hopefully that will have a very positive impact on the way that we get to list on those results, and the way that it drives volumes to our advertisers.
So do you think there'll be more sort of click-through on Yahoo as a result?
Hopefully. At the moment, the volumes on Yahoo are obviously not as high as they are on Google, as well on MSN, which is why we haven't. I know they were talking about clients that are using the demographic targeting. At the moment, we aren't using the demographic targeting because we feel at the moment volumes are really, really low from MSN, and we're a bit reluctant to make them even lower by targeting even further. We'd like to see what sort of results we can get as we're going. It's something that we definitely in future like to use. But the relevant results from Yahoo, we're really excited about and looking forward to.
I should actually mention that we did ask Yahoo and Google to come on the panel. And since this is going out in a podcast, I can publicly say that we are very disappointed that they chose not to. So it's great to actually have MSN here stepping up to the plate and talking to this subject. So what do we think here? Let's sort of broaden this out a little bit. I mean, is Google really sort of the big elephant in the room at the moment? I mean, can they maintain their momentum? Can any of these new platforms eat into their marketplace? Anybody?
I think the Panama system from Yahoo will definitely make a difference. And in the US, it has done, with the click-through rates on Yahoo's system overall going up quite a lot since they introduced Panama. And that part of that is through to the quality scoring, so it means that people are getting more relevant ads served to them, which has made a really big difference for Yahoo. So I think that will change things. I would still say that Google's got such a dominant market share, especially in the UK marketplace. Like in the US, it's a little bit more sort of split between sort of Yahoo, MSN, Microsoft and Google. But in the UK, obviously, Google has pretty much 77% of the UK search marketplace. So I think it's going to be really hard for Yahoo to make too much of a dent into that.
What do you think, John?
Either way, isn't it really? I'd probably tend to agree with Teddy on that one. In some respects, it's going to take a heck of a big hit in the marketplace to take some stuff off Google. So I think that can only be done by, not in the sense of obviously, it's great if you can improve conversion and funds can be moved across, but there's now kind of a trend of people kind of plying money into Google in this country. So I think it comes down to making acquisitions of traffic and actually finding the right strategic partners to acquire, and I think that's probably something Microsoft's looking at the moment. and actually make a difference in where you can actually create a big volume of traffic very, very quickly rather than the organic growth type scenario. I think another thing to consider is when Yahoo launches Panama, they're actually going to give you the concept of being able to split your main search engines away from effectively what we call the content network. So at the minute, it's kind of all in the pot and it's all there and available, and you kind of, when you go on Yahoo, you kind of do everything. But on Panama, having the ability to then actually split away a content network and service like you would with Google, either content or on the search network, that can make a difference. That's going to improve conversion. That's going to, you know, in theory, push some more marketing budget into the Yahoo network, I would like to think, as long as they can retain a good level of traffic as well.
Doesn't that put them into a position of being very antipathetical, anti-agencies at the moment, the power that they have?
Well, I think I don't think that's anything new in some respects. I think, you know, sorry, Nigel. I think that's always going to be the case. And, at the end of the day, they have a lot of big direct clients. You know, you take the big players in this marketplace, the eBays of this world, they seem to kind of deal direct with the search engines. I've never seen an agency actually dealing with, you know, that sort of, you know, paid search campaign. So they're always going to have those direct relationships, and you'll always have companies that deal direct with the search engines. I think the great thing is that in this marketplace, it's such a growing market. I mean, it seems to be growing about 40% year on year. So I think there's a lot out there for all of the agencies to get involved with at the same time. So I think we could see good growth across our businesses too.
Okay, let me just ask Nigel another question. Please, if you've got a question, please raise your hand so I know where to point the mic. So Nigel, just a sort of a broader question. How's AdCenter? Is AdCenter doing anything particularly about click fraud? Are you sort of addressing that issue?
We are. We're taking it very seriously, obviously, as all the engines do, and we're building the technology to identify click fraud before it's kind of a major problem for our clients. Just kind of addressing John's point, and I guess what everyone wants to know here. I mean, clearly, the area that Microsoft is looking to develop AdCenter is in the whole area of where we go with the content piece. And it would be no secret to anyone in this room, if you've read the blogs, that we've got a content product in beta in the US with about 5,000 clients. And I think that's the point where we need to kind of address the whole click fraud issue and make it very transparent to our clients. And certainly the functionality of the new version has that, really brings that to the fore, so clients can see where the click fraud was coming from, what we considered fraud. So we're spending a lot of money on the technology, but we're also spending a lot of time and effort being transparent with our clients and showing them what we're doing about it. And I think I've heard no client come back to me and complain particularly that there's a high level of fraud within the traffic that they're getting from Microsoft AdCenter. But if there was, then certainly we'd be taking that very
perhaps
seriously.
That's because you don't have enough traffic at all.
That's the point. But
it's a bit below the belt, I know.
That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. But I think, you know, on a serious point, I mean, the content ads and the syndicated piece, the contextual piece rather, is where click fraud really becomes a major issue for advertisers. And I think that when we get there, we'll be fully prepared to take that on, both from a technological standpoint and from a customer communication standpoint.
Great, thank you. Let's get some questions now from all you guys.
This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience. To find out about future Chinwag Live events, why not subscribe to our free newsletter at live.chinwag.com.